I'm Darusha Wayne, and this is the NaNoWriMo podcast. It's about 5 weeks away from the start of National Novel Writing Month, so I thought I'd, you know, look at what might be something that you'd want to do to prepare for it if maybe this is your first time starting. You got about a week until registration starts at the NaNoWriMo.org site, so you want to get over there in about a week's time and get your username set up and start looking at the forums and all that kind of information. Things you're going to want to know about in terms of starting for your first NaNoWriMo ever. You're looking at a pretty big time commitment. 50,000 words in a month is, you know, nothing to shake a stick at. But I did a little bit of math. If you can type 20 words a minute, which is pretty slow, you can type 2,500 words a day in just over 2 hours. If you go at that pace, you'll actually have 10 days off after you make your 50,000 words. Now, of course, typing and writing aren't quite the same thing. So it's going to take quite a bit longer than that to actually get your 50,000 words of real novel written, but that gives you a bit of a benchmark. Now, if you just realize that you're not going to have 2 hours a day, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go ahead and participate in NaNoWriMo. It just means you should revise your goals a little bit. You don't actually have to make 50,000 words for it to be a success. You just have to make your own personal goal. Maybe your goal is just to write something long. Maybe your goal is to write every day. As long as you actually accomplish your goal, then you've done what you set out to do. The 50,000 words is just a general guideline. The second thing that you're going to need to pay attention to as you start on this journey is to realize that participating in NaNoWriMo is one of the most addictive things you can do. It starts off sounding hard, maybe even impossible, and it ends up completely taking over your life. You'll end up living in the world your characters live in, as opposed to the world that you actually live in, which can be problematic when you're trying to deal with family and friends, maybe a job, school, something you have to bear in mind. So you need to warn everyone who's around you that this is something you're going to be doing, and that you're going to be a little bit weird for the month of November. Another thing that you're going to want to do is take a look at the tools that you're going to be using in order to make this happen. If you're going to be writing longhand, make sure you buy some pens and paper, maybe something that'll make it a little bit more interesting for yourself. If you're going to be writing on a computer, then you want to make sure that you're familiar with the kind of software that you're going to be using. You don't want to waste a whole lot of time dealing with formatting or system bugs. It doesn't matter what you use. Use whatever you have, whatever's cheap, whatever you're familiar with, but make sure you are familiar with it before you start. You don't need to be learning something new while you're trying to figure out what the world your characters live in looks like or what their main character's name is. So once you've got all your tools assembled, it doesn't hurt to get an outline or an idea of what you want to be writing about. You certainly don't have to. Last year I had absolutely no idea what I was going to write till I started. Well, not no idea. I had a pretty good idea what I was going to write. I just didn't know any of the details, including the name of my main character. So my main character just never ended up having a name. Well, that kind of plan doesn't work with every situation, so you want to make sure that you've got a little bit of an idea. It will help make things go a little bit faster, so that if you really only do have 2 hours a day, you can actually get something done. Participating in NaNoWriMo is one of the most fun things you can do, at least it was for me. But it does take a lot of time, and it means that you won't get to do a lot of the things you would ordinarily do. So don't expect to go to a lot of parties, don't expect to hang out with your friends or family very much. If you've got holidays coming in, as a lot of people in the United States do, make sure that you plan around that, give yourself a little bit of extra time. That's why I picked 2,500 words as my goal, because that gives me the flexibility to take a day off here and there. Now, admittedly, you can get by with less, and you can, you know, write 7,000 words in a day if you want to, but I find it helps if you actually have a goal every day that you actually work with. But don't be scared. And don't feel that you have to make the 50,000 words. It's not a race, and it's not even really a contest. It's just something that people like to do, to get writing, to get in the habit of writing, to work out that story idea you've had in your mind for the last few years, and to be part of a community of other really crazy people who are doing the same thing. Now, if you're wondering about the weird quality and the way that I sound, that's because I'm recording this while I'm walking home from work. I'm doing that as a test. Because when November actually rolls around, I'm not going to have time to make a decent podcast. all my free time is going to be spent writing. So how am I going to put this out every day? Well, I'm hoping that I can record it while I'm walking home from work. I figured out there's no possible way that I could be writing while I'm doing that, at least not anything decent. So I figure I'll take the 15 minutes or so that I spend walking and record this for you. So that's the way it's going to be, and this is a test for you. Now I want to get lots of feedback from you people, so visit the website at nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com. Leave a comment. There you'll find the email address, darusha.plusnanowrimo@gmail.com. Send me an email, send me your comments. Send me an audio file that I'll play on the podcast. All these things are great. Plus, you might be able to see me around the forums. My nickname on the NaNoWriMo forums is Spade Queen. I'm not posting very much right now, as I'm trying to get organized, but if this year's anything like last year, I'll be on the forums quite a bit when I'm trying to write, because it's easier than writing sometimes. So make sure you get in touch with me. I hope to hear from you soon. And stay subscribed, tell your friends, tell your family. It's a good way to get people who aren't necessarily participating in NaNoWriMo to understand a little bit about what's going on. And who knows, when they see how much fun we're having, maybe they'll want to participate too. You can always start late. I did last year and I still won. Admittedly, I wasn't working. But it can be done. So, until next time, everyone get organized, get ready, get your pens and papers and your outlines going. And we'll catch you later.